There's a new development in the missing toddler case that led to the largest police investigation in Maine's history. Ayla Reynolds disappeared 7 years ago. Now her mother has filed a wrongful death lawsuit that she says she hopes will uncover more information in the case. Willis writer Arnold has more.
Ayla Reynolds' mother, Trista Reynolds, says that she still wants answers to many questions about the night her daughter went missing.
For 7 years, I've asked myself, who would want to hurt such an innocent little girl that was filled with so much spunk?
Reynolds told reporters outside Superior Court in Portland that she believes Ayla's father, Justin DiPietro, knows what happened the night he reported Ayla missing. The toddler had been staying at her grandmother's home in Waterville while in DiPietro's care. Her body has never been found. And no criminal charges have been filed in the case. On Reynolds' behalf, attorney William Childs has filed a civil suit against DiPietro, alleging that he's responsible for the girl's death. Childs says the primary goal of the suit is to compel depositions from DiPietro and others that they suspect know more than they have let on.
Justice will be finding out where Ayla was killed, how she was killed, and why she was killed. That will be justice in this case.
Childs says that his client would also like to find Ayla's remains, but that she realizes that may not be possible. Reynolds used the news media gathered outside the court to give DiPietro a message.
Justin, I promise you, wherever you are, one day you will have to face me and tell me the truth about what really happened to Ayla. That night, you can't hide from this forever. Eventually, it will eat at you, and I know I will get justice for Ayla, and I won't stop fighting for justice. I'll live inside a courtroom till the day I get my justice for her.
Because it's a civil case, Reynolds' suit will be weighed by a preponderance of evidence, rather than the higher standard of guilt beyond a reasonable doubt used in criminal cases. For Maine Public Radio News, I'm Willis Ryder Arnold.